But good news, and the 173 campers, it was a full week, but a good week. And I think God did some good things in the children's lives and in the counselors' lives. And it was a very good time to be with the kids again. Just a little update on this, if you're curious. I have it unwrapped now. Doctor took the stitches out. 60 stitches out is not something that I would recommend anybody do, but we got them out, and the doctor says, use it as much as I can, so I'm going to try. So, but he says the swelling's going to take about 10 to 12 months to go down, so I have sausage fingers for a little bit. So, anyway, just wanted to give you a note on that. Psalm 46. This morning, we're gonna have a little more of a devotional time than a sermon. One of the things that I'm limited in doing is I can't type, and so I always like type out my sermons, and so it takes me a lot longer with camp this week. Just wasn't able to do that, but I think this will be. I think God's got some good things for us in Psalm 46. Let's read the passage if we could. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, a holy habitation of the Most High. And God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, and behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Lord, would you please speak to us through your word this morning? That as we look at this psalm and we understand what it is that David is describing, and especially how he's describing you. Lord, we just ask that you would, Spirit, do a deep work in us and drive the truth of your sovereignty deep into our hearts. So we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. It seems like life is full of crisis after crisis. There's always things that come up. Okay? Whether it's a small crisis or a large crisis or somebody else's crisis or something, it just seems that there's always horrible things going on. And we know that that's the effect of sin. But it almost seems chaotic at times. Okay? The world's like, what's going on here? Okay? How do we live? How do we function in a world that's just all full of chaos? And that's really what Psalm 46 is talking about. How do we get through chaos? Okay, how is it controlled? How do we find our way through? And the man, David says, he puts his point out there right at the beginning. He says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Okay? What is a refuge? Well, it's a place you go when things are hard. It's a place you retreat to. You know, if we're in Kansas, we're in Tornado Alley here, so a refuge would be a tornado shelter if you have one. Okay? A refuge could be your home. Okay, that's your safe place. Okay, a refuge is somewhere you go when you are under attack. And so David says, God is our refuge. Not only is he that, but he is also our strength. Okay, he's where you get the energy from to keep fighting, to keep working, to keep living when all the chaos just surrounds us. Right? And if we go to Psalm chapter 91, there's several descriptions here of a refuge. Okay, it says in Psalm 91 verse 2, our refuge is God himself. Okay? That it's not a place, it's a person. Okay? That when we just feel overwhelmed and there's all sorts of stuff going on, where do we go? We go back to God himself. Okay? He is our refuge. Verse 3, God will deliver us from the traps of the enemy. That's what Satan does. Satan throws traps at us all the time. Traps to get us discouraged, traps to get us overwhelmed, traps to discourage, all of that. Okay? But in a place of refuge with God himself, okay, we are protected, or we will be delivered from the traps of the enemy. Verse 4, he will shelter us. He will draw us close. It's the idea of a bird sheltering the chicks under her wing. Okay? We will be sheltered. Okay? I love that image. It's an image of closeness. It's an image of presence. Okay? So verse 5, he will free us from fear. In verse 10, in our refuge we are protected from evil. These are all things that describe a refuge, which is what David says here, that God is our refuge and strength. Okay? You know, God is always there. You know, there's never a time in which God is not with us. Okay? There can seem like there's times, okay, when God is, he must have turned his back, he must have gone away, or, you know, something. There seems like that. But what seems to be is not what is true. Okay? God doesn't leave. Okay? In fact, he holds us close. And what we need to do is, or what we should do, is run into his presence, run into his refuge. Okay? I love this hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Anybody know who wrote it? Martin Luther. Okay. This was actually his, if you think of a battle cry for the Reformation, this was it. Here it is in the first verse. It says, a mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failed. Our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailed. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel aid, hate, on earth is not his equal. Okay, but then go down to verse 3. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. The enemy seeks to discourage and to disrupt and to lie and to destroy. Okay. But his power compared to God's power, there's no comparison. Okay. If God is our refuge and if we go to him, the devil has no way to get in. Okay. That's why this refuge is a safe place. And he protects us from the enemy. If you look down at verse 1 again, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I looked this up in the Hebrew, because I'm like, what does this actually say? And you know what it says? Exactly what it says. Okay? He is our very present help in trouble. I love that phrase, very present. It's the idea of closeness. It's the idea of that God is right here. Okay? He is very present. He's not distant. He's not away. Okay, no. He is right here with us. Now, just think about that, the profoundness of that. That God is close to very, to people who love him, but who are very sinful, and we, you know, we mess up, and we have to confess, and all that. Yet God stays with us. He is a very present help in trouble. Okay? There's never a time, again, that God leaves. Okay? There's nothing we can do that kicks him out. Okay? God is very present. He's close by our side. Therefore, David says, we will not fear though the earth give way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There are really two types of chaos in this psalm. The first we see here is creation. The second we'll see a little later is war. But look at this image. We will not fear though the earth give way. Okay. The only thing I can think about when the earth gives way is an earthquake. Anybody been here? Anybody here been in an earthquake? Okay, Sandy House. I mean, we get small ones here. I felt some in Arizona, and it's a very weird feeling. Okay, the one thing you expect to be sure is the ground under your feet. We don't think about it until it's unsure, until it's unstable, but we just expect the ground to be solid. When it shakes, it's like, oh man, our whole idea of stability just goes away. Okay? And so, we will not fear that the earth give way, if it's talking about an earthquake, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. Okay? You think about the waters taking the cliffs and eating away at them, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. All these things about creation. And there are natural disasters. Okay, we have them, we see them here, they're all around the world. Okay? That's chaos, because it's something we can't control. Right? How many of us can control an earthquake? No. It's out of our power to control. But even in that, God is present. We go to verse 4. The nations There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. Okay? We see here in the previous verse, the waters foam and rage and the earthquakes and all of that. But there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. What is the city of God? It's Jerusalem. Okay, for David. Okay? The holy habitation of God Most High. This is where God dwells. Okay, in the Ark of the Covenant, in Jerusalem. Okay? So, there's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of his Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Even though all the chaos is going around, you have all these natural disasters, those in God's presence will not be moved. Okay? God will help her when the morning dawns. Okay? God, again, very present with his people. Okay? We see another crisis here. The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Okay? Nations rage. They do it all the time. We see it now. Nations are raging. Kingdoms totter. Do they stay? Do they go? What's it going to be like? Okay? In all of that, God utters his voice, and the earth melts. Now, notice here that it's just his voice. God doesn't have to do anything. He just has to speak. Okay? And kingdoms will come, kingdoms will go. It's remarkable. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. That phrase, the Lord of hosts. Right? This is the God of the angelic armies. This is God in all of his power and all of his glory. He is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Remember again, God is near his people. He's always close. Okay? But it's the God of hosts. The God who commands the angels. The God who is powerful. This is the God who is with us. Okay? Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. God can end wars, and we pray that he does. Okay? But he ends wars because he's triumphant. Okay? But this is the power of God. Okay? Let me get to the end. And this is an important verse. It's a verse that I think many of us know. And he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Okay? It's a very odd way to end the psalm, really. Be still and know that I am God. Okay? Why can David say that? Because if there is chaos all around, if there's crisis after crisis, if there's natural disasters, if there's wars, if there's all of this, the only way that I know of, that I believe Scripture teaches us, that you can be still and know that I am God, is to have deep trust that God is sovereign and in control and will bring good out of evil. We go back to what Scripture says. All things work together for good, for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Okay? Nothing is out of God's control. God is sovereign. He has chosen us before the foundation of the world. He calmed the seas. He calmed the storms. All of this. That is who God is. I love the passage that Howard read this morning. Who is God? Or who is Jesus? Okay. Turn there if you would. Colossians chapter 1. I think this is one of the greatest passages in the New Testament. Verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones, dominions, rulers, and authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. All things were created by God and for God. And in him, in Jesus, all things hold together. Okay? There is nothing outside of God's control. Okay? Nothing. Everything that happens, God knows, and God works in. Because of that, you can be still and know that he is God. We go back to verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, our very present help in trouble. Because of that, we can be still and know that I am God. Now, does that mean we don't do anything? No. God gave us a brain and a mind, and yes, we are to do things. Okay? But it does mean we don't have to fall into the chaos and the chaos of everything around us. It means that my mind doesn't have to go everywhere it wants to go. Okay? It means that I don't have to be anxious, and I don't have to worry and get myself all worked up. It means that I can go, okay, God, you're in control. You know what's going to happen. You will work things out. And I can rest. and I can be still. Okay. What does this do? David says, I, God, will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Okay. The praise of God will roll out through the nations. Okay. The Lord of hosts, the God of the angelic armies, is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. It's where we run to. It's where we go to. It's who we go to. Okay? And in him, there is no need to be afraid. There is no need to give in to the chaos. Okay? Yes, is there chaos around us? Yeah. Just read the news. Okay? There's chaos around us all the time. That does not mean you have to give in to the chaos. Okay? God is our refuge and help in times of trouble. Because of that, we can be still and know that I am God. And I don't know about you, but that gives me reason to praise the Lord. Because, my goodness, if I had to go through chaos without God, I don't know how people get through it. I really don't. Okay? Thankfully, we don't have to. We're not alone. God is close, very near, very present. And so I hope that whatever comes this week, whatever comes, whatever you're dealing with now, that you can separate yourself from the chaos, separate yourself from the crisis, and look to the Lord and run to him and find safety, find security, find calmness, find contentment, and learn to, that God will give you the grace to be still. And to know that he is God. Lord, thank you for your word this morning, for the encouragement that Psalm 46 is. Lord, there's chaos, there's all sorts of stuff around us. But Lord, we don't have to give in to it, because you are our help, you are our tower, you are our fortress, you are our refuge. And Lord, when we feel overwhelmed and we find ourselves going that direction, Lord, would you and your spirit pull us back toward you? And may we find rest in the midst of the chaos in you. And so we give you thanks in Jesus' name.